At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing worse than buying all the things that in a week after Christmas,
they're tired of,
don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's one of those that like all your kids can play with and it's going to last for years. And I love those. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. Whew, ladies, there has been a lot of heavy on the podcast this fall. I mean, just so many hard things in my life and that have just kind of come up with the authors that have been on the show, but really nourishing in a lot of ways that I am so grateful for. I mean, Gary Thomas's episode couldn't have come at a better time. And Michelle Cushat's episode couldn't have come at a better time. But you know what? Sometimes it's fun to just take a little break and talk about goofy, fun things that bring a little bit of loveliness into our lives. And today, that episode was me just getting to chat with one of my very dearest friends, Shell Bruzes, who you've heard on the show many times, about different gifts that maybe you want and you want to just give the link to your family members and be like, this just right here, this is everything I'm looking for, or that you're looking for your kids or your spouse or another family member or a friend and you're just stuck and you kind of don't know what to buy. I know so many brain cells in my own brain feel like they have just permanently gone on vacation, that I have been just staring at websites going, I know I'm supposed to buy my children gifts for Christmas, but what are some ideas for that? And well, my friend Shell, for the most part, I contributed a very, very small amount, but Shell figured out these amazing gift guides. You guys, they're beautiful, they're practical, they're useful, and they're really good gifts that are going to have some longevity in your family's life. They're not going to be a waste of money. I absolutely love what she's done with this gift guide, and today we get to chat all about it, and you get to hear about it and then be able to go see those things. If you just go to boldturquoise.com/2019giftguide, it will take you to a page that has all of the different lists on it. So everything from babies, toddlers, teen girls, boys, adult women, families, we've got it all. It's so great. So just go to boldturquoise.com/2019giftguide. And if I could just throw out there another gift that I think would be really amazing for you to give a friend or a family member would be to sign them up for Patreon. Get them in there now in December, letting them know that especially as the beginning of the year hits, we're going to be doing a lot of, you know, New Year's goodness. We are going to be opening up our cultivating groups again, which are always a big hit. We're going to have a lot of things helping us all get on top of our resolutions and our goals and finding loveliness in our life. Even if things feel super hard, we are going to grab 2020 by the horns because I don't know about you, but I am sure ready to kick 2019 to the curb. So we are going to make the most of 2020 and it's going to be great. And I would love to have you in there with our Patreon community doing all of that. It's going to be really good stuff. So you should come and join us. Patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or join us yourself and get it for a friend. Or if you're already in there, get it for a friend. You can just say like, hey, I'm going to commit to pay for, you know, 3 months or a month or whatever, and be able to get them in there. And it can be a really fun time for all of us to participate together in. All right. One thing I do want to mention, one little heavy thing, as this episode comes out, actually, I just found out that we are heading back to court next week, December 12th, to find out the results of our trial. So I obviously am pretty weighed down by that right now. I am very nervous for my kids, you guys. And so if you can just be praying that things would go in my children's favor and that their lives wouldn't be in total upheaval right before Christmas, I would so, so appreciate those prayers. So thank you to all of you who have reached out, who are reaching out, who are praying for us. It means more than you could ever possibly imagine. All right. This was a super long intro, but you're going to love today's episode. So let's get on with the show. Welcome back, Shell.
Hi, Kens. Oh, I'm so excited about this episode.
I'm so excited. It's fun to like have something lighthearted and just fun to talk about. And you guys, okay, so Shell has been helping me out immensely. I mean, with life in general, but also she curated the most amazing gift guides. You guys, I don't even know what to say. When she sent them to me, they were so beyond what I could have ever come up with myself. And now I'm like, well, this is all the shopping I need to do for my children. Thank you.
Well, it's been beautiful. Thank you. It's been such a fun project, and it's been a collaborative work with my own like 13-year-old daughter and friends that have like just said, I'm like, give me your best ideas. And literally like my friend Katie like sent me like 6 things off Amazon for like guys that like, that was my hard one. Cause David is hard to buy gifts for because he doesn't ever want anything. So he never asks for anything. So
well, and I don't really, I mean, I have my dad, but I don't have like guys in my life to be buying for. So I'm just, it's like totally off my radar as far as what to get a dude. So I was really
happy
that you did that.
I know. And I feel like that one turned out so good. Thank you, Katie. And then Becca Lux helped me. Like I just have had so much help with ideas. So it's not just me by any means, but it's been such a fun project.
and I'm so excited for people to get in and see them, because if you just want like really lovely, lovely, thoughtful gifts that aren't just going to be like, you go to Target and you're just like, I just got to buy something. So I'm going to throw whatever in my cart. Like it's just so beautifully well done. And I'm so excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, me too.
So where should we start? The babies?
Oh, I don't know. Sure.
Okay. You guys, I mean, this is like 80 million gift guides that you guys have.
Yeah.
And the way Shell has done it is she's created these idea lists on Amazon. So we're going to have all the links in the show notes. They were in the show notes from last week's podcast episode. They went out to Patreon members. I'm going to be emailing them out to people. And there's a different guide for everyone on your list. So it starts with babies. If I can find the baby guide, I'm looking because there's so many lists. I'm like, which one is which? I found it.
Okay.
Anyways, this is the cutest.
It's pretty sweet.
You guys just, I feel like you need to go open the gift guide as you're listening to the episode so that you can see all of it. Okay. But what is your favorite gift on this list?
Oh, me. Okay. Well, I have 2 favorites. The little Ruby's booties. My kids all wore those. And like for winter, they're the best.
Yep.
But the I Dream of You CD by JJ Heller, it is my go-to in the car with Willie, even still now, like ever since she was tiny, but it puts her to sleep. So that has got to be by far my favorite.
Yes.
Just because we use it every single day. So,
and it's like nice for you to listen to too.
It's nice for everybody. Yeah. It really is very pleasant. So I love JJ Heller, and that I highly recommend for anyone in your car trying to get your baby to take a nap.
So. Yes. I love it. And
how about you? Do you have a favorite on here?
That swing.
I know.
So cute.
My friend Leslie, who has fostered for the last few years, a lot of the stuff I actually found on her Amazon wish list because she has the most lovely taste.
Yes.
And so a few of these things I snagged off of there, and she just is so such a little baby lover. She's had babies in her home for the last decade and loving on them. So a lot of this stuff I found from her. So thanks, Les, for that.
Yeah. Well, and I love when it's like baby stuff, but that has a little bit of style to it, and it's not just all plasticky, and you know, they're just like sweet items you could have in your house. It looks very Scandinavian to me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Cute.
I do too. Yeah.
Well, you guys, if you go to the baby list, I'm not going to go through every item on here because I know there are so many other things that we want to talk about in this episode, but there's like nice baby oil and PJs and bibs and cute rattles that look like avocados. And like, I mean, there's so many cute things. So definitely check out the baby list.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to hop over to the toddler list because this is everything I wish I had purchased for my toddlers when I had them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have them anymore.
Oh, man. And since I have a toddler right now, this one was really easy to put together. But
it's so sweet. Like, I love the hunter's boots are so cute. And those are those. Okay. The magnet building tiles. When my kids get around those, even now, at their age, they love those things. That's one of those gifts that's like, it's a toy that's going to stick with them for a lot of years.
Yes, I agree. We don't actually own any at this time, but our cousins have them and all my kids love to play with them. And it's crazy like what they can make. Like, they're pretty cool. So that's actually on our Christmas list for Willow this year, for sure. So
I love it when you can buy something and you know, like a lot of the things that I added to the list, I looked at what I've given my kids in the past that they actually are still using because there's nothing worse than buying all the things that in a week after Christmas,
they're tired of,
care about anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's one of those that like all your kids can play with and it's going to last for years. And I love those.
Yes, me too. The little wooden like racetrack on here, I put that on there because when we do church nursery with the kids, that is a favorite that they literally come back to every week for years. I feel like they never get tired of it. And so I was like, that would be so fun for a little toddler boy or girl.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen kids absolutely love this toy so much and never get tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cute. And I love it when they're those toys that just, they have longevity and they look nice and they're durable. That's awesome.
Yeah. My favorite thing on this list that I have already purchased for Willa that I'm so excited about, I want to tell everybody about, is the story orchestra books.
Yes.
And you guys, they are so special. They literally have a little button on each page that you push and it plays the music as you read the story. So the one that's on here is for the Nutcracker, which our family is, they are huge fans of the Nutcracker. And my daughter has danced in the Nutcracker a few years, my oldest. And so we all love the Nutcracker. And I am like, I'm so excited for Willa to get this for Christmas.
Yes.
Starter
young.
I know. But each page plays the songs. And we actually have, they also have The Four Seasons by Vivaldi and then The Swan Princess. And literally, you guys, we've had those for, they've gone in Easter baskets or they've been birthday presents. And we have played them so much. The music still works, but the pages, like the covers have fallen off. And they're super nice books. It's not that they weren't good quality. It's just that we love them and kind of killed them because we love them and use them so much. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love that, like, you did a good job on here of the list has every different price range that you could be looking for.
You're looking for that for sure.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention about this list is my friend Becca just said, anyone who's traveling for the holidays, like they fly to Minnesota often for Christmas.
Yeah.
And for her girls, Melissa and Doug's the Water Wow. She said that it's so great for her girls that it's kept them busy for hours on the plane. So she recommended that. And I was like, I need to tell everyone that if you're traveling, those are so awesome. And literally she said, by the time they're done with one, it's dried out. You can start over again. And she said, it's just hours of like keeping them busy and fun and no mess. So,
So they're basically coloring books that you fill the pen with water and it just colors and them.
Yeah. It colors the water pen, colors the pages.
Mm-hmm. Super fun. And one of those hands, you could do that in the car or the plane or
anything.
Those are great.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. And you've got like games on here and a cute tea set and books. You guys, you got to go check it out. It's so cute. Ladies, it's the holidays. Everybody is super busy and life insurance might be one of those things that's way down on your list, but Policy Genius might be able to help you cross it off and have it all taken care of by the time you get to New Year's. They'll find you the right life insurance at the best price and do all the work to help you get covered. Policy Genius really makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You could save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. Their website is so easy to use. I have gone to it, checked it all out. It is super simple. And once you get in there and look for your quotes, they're not going to bug you about it. They're going to let you do what works best for your family, but they're going to take your hand and guide you the whole way. Because once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. It's really the simplest process you could possibly think of for life insurance. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance or even disability insurance. So if you need life insurance, but you aren't sure where to start, why not start at policygenius.com? It only takes a few minutes to find the right life insurance policy, apply, and cross another thing off your to-do list. Policy Genius. When it comes to life insurance, it's nice to get it right. Okay, where should we go to? Let's go to the little girls one next, because okay. The boys is kind of like a all-around boys thing.
Yes.
But I like this one because obviously I have little girls mm-hmm. that I am shopping for, and mm-hmm. I'm going to put in another set of skates as well as I can find it, if I can find it. But we got Emerson roller skates, just roller skates this past summer,
yeah.
and they've been out almost every day.
Like, that's amazing.
Roller skates around the house. And we actually got ones that can convert also to roller blades. And they adjust cool. in size. So I'm going to see if I can find that
yeah,
particular brand.
Definitely add those.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But most of the time she uses the roller skates. And then they have like a skate night through her school. So she's like ready to go now.
Yeah, that's so fun. I just feel like girls that are our girls' age right now, you know, kind of like first through third grade.
Yeah.
That is probably like on the top of their wish list if they don't ever already have them.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And this little fashion designer sticker doll.
Oh, I know.
Oh my goodness.
Aren't those darling? And there's, if you click on the link, what's really fun is it's going to take you to all different, like, let's click on it right now and see what it shows. This one says a winter collection, but they have all different types. So it gives you like to be able to personalize it for your own daughter. What would she love the best? But it's just kind of a lot of these have that, like the clothing will have a million different options and colors.
Yes. Yeah.
Once you click on the link to see. So
yeah. So many fun things. Oh my goodness. They mm-hmm. have unicorn fashion designer and weddings and oh man.
Yeah.
My girls would love that.
Yeah.
Very cute. And then mm-hmm. I always love, like, Emerson is really into the girl Legos.
Yes.
And they keep them busy for a while and they can always come back to them later. I love those. One of the things, because Emerson is really hard to buy for. She is. And where my boys this year, they're old enough where they're like, I want this one big thing. Just get me that.
Right.
You know, the girls are still at that age where you kind of have to curate a few different little things.
Yeah.
And one of the things she really wants this year is puzzles.
Oh.
My favorite puzzles to get her are these Dream World puzzles by Emily. I can't read. Winfield
Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like beautiful and whimsical.
They are so darling.
Yeah. We got her just like a little teeny one last year as like a stuffer kind of puzzle. So they've got all different sizes of these puzzles, but she specifically said she wanted mermaid puzzles. And there's just like the sweetest little mermaid one. And then there's one, a narwhal and a little girl. And so we have those on the list because those are a big hit and it's something they can do again and again.
Yes. And puzzles are literally like, if my dream is to get my family around a puzzle and have that fun time of just like connecting over like a project together. So that's something that we, in the last few years, I especially have realized that I love doing that and connecting over puzzle time. So.
Yeah. And really I might get a little too competitive for my own good, but I do love sitting and doing a puzzle with my kids because it's a little bit challenging, but they're willing to talk more.
Yes.
When you've got something else.
Your hands are full and you're not having to have, like, it just, I feel like they open up over puzzles. And I've noticed that even David, like when he sits down and helps me with a puzzle, like we can just have a conversation. It's just really a sweet time. So I'm buying a puzzle a season for our family at this point and having it out on the table and just, it's just my way to get to connect with people in our family. So
we need to add that to the family gift guide too.
We like will. Yes.
Because
we will.
I want to do that because it's such a great, like, you don't have to do it all in one shot, but it's also one of those like craft kind of projects that doesn't require any actual messes. Like it's just the puzzle pieces. There's not going to be any glue or glitter or anything like that, but we're like working on something together. So
yeah. And it's such an amazing feeling of accomplishment when you finish. Like, of course, my favorite thing is actually getting to the end of the puzzle and having all the pieces. When you have a 1,000-piece puzzle and that happens, you're like, no way.
You know, we have seven people in our family.
Yeah. And like, that is like a miracle. So it's just, but it just is such, and you did it together. And so I know that sounds like such a little old lady thing to be into puzzles, but it is definitely something new that in the last couple of years we've learned our family actually really enjoys.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we will look for the best big piece puzzle to put in the family guide for sure.
Yes, we will do that. And you just, you did a good job of putting a lot of like activity book kinds of things and cute clothes. And I love that you put like American Girl doll clothes in here.
Yeah.
This, I think I'm going to get not an American Girl doll because that's a little outside my price range.
Right.
But like, you know, the Target version.
Yes. For our generation. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the big thing though is like, she has one at her dad's house, I guess. But she said, I don't play with it because I don't have clothes. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to change it. Like, that's the whole point.
That's the fun of it, so, is all the accessories.
And you put in the cutest little accessories. But again, that's one of those things. If they click on it, they're going to find all kinds of different things.
Yep. So, once you click the link, it's going to give you a million ideas. And you know, with Amazon, if you scroll down, they also say, like, people also purchased or also recommended. And then it just, it's a good jumping off point if you think something looks like, hey, this might be cool for my kid.
Yes.
So, there's a million other ideas behind all these gift guides. So
yeah, that's the nice thing, is it's like, oh, this gives you, it's kind of almost like a category.
Yes.
Like, oh, I like this category of things. So then it's easy to go find
all
the other things to go with it.
And I just have to say, on this list, I really want the Melissa and Doug, the little diner set that has like the milkshake and the coffee pot. And like, I want that for me.
I know. That's so cute. I know, my girls are just starting to get into more of that like really imaginative play. But it was, when my boys were little, the imaginative play they did was like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but the girls, especially because there's two of them together, like they're starting to get into more like, we'll play diner or we'll play hotel or whatever.
Yes.
So when you can give those kinds of things that just feed into that, that's so fun.
It is so fun. I have to tell you, the little calico critters at the top are a family favorite of ours for my girls. But it's so cute. This morning, Willow was on my lap and we were working on this together, and she thought, and she goes, oh, look, Mom, it's the babysitters. So she calls it the babysitters.
That's so cute.
But they're pretty fun.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So everybody needs to go check out the girl guide because you're going to find great ideas. For you. Okay. And I don't have this on the guide. Maybe I'll try to add some things. And this is so specific to us. I'm going to talk about it because I think it's something for my girls that they will really like. And a lot of times when they go over to their dad's house, they don't have the things that girls need, which even at this age, like they want the kind of hairbrush that they're used to using and they like, and they want the conditioner for their hair that they like he doesn't even have conditioner for them.
Great.
So I'm going to put together like in a cute little, you know, zip bag that can be in their travel bag, like all these little things that will make them feel more taken care of and more at home, and just like little comfort items kind of need. And so that's one of the things that I realized, like, okay, he's just not going to get it for them.
Right.
I have that there. So I don't want them to be without those things. So I'm putting together like a little care package travel set for them that they'll be
able to have in
their bag and feel like it's theirs and they have what they need.
That's such a good idea. I love that.
Yeah. Like hair bands and scrunchies and, you know, just chapstick and all those kinds of things. So they have those wherever they are.
That's so good. They're going to love that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the boys' list, because the boys' list, we felt like kind of covers, you know, like elementary age boys and teen boys. There's kind of something for everybody
right.
on that list.
Right.
And the thing, I think the one thing I added to this list, because Shell did such a great job, but, and it's a little bit more pricey item, but it's been one of those things where like last year, Judah said, I want this one thing. I don't need anything else. And it's been the hoverboard.
Yeah.
He uses that thing. I mean, more in the house than I would prefer that he but he loves that hoverboard.
Oh,
he
so
uses
cool.
it all the time. It is still held up really well. And it's just been one of those fun items that he'll have for years. It was totally worth the money and has had longevity. So I love that.
Oh, that, yeah, that's such a great gift. Jack was super excited when he saw it on there this morning. Oh, Mom, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, they're super fun. So the one thing you have to be careful is, is that when they are done, like the battery's done, they will eject you.
Oh, like,
it just stops and you like go flying.
So you have keep going.
You know, be aware of how much battery you have.
Okay, that is so fun though. I Jack would just be thrilled to have something like that.
Now, I may have to challenge you on one of these things. You're gonna have to tell me more about this.
Okay.
But okay, the flip challenge game.
Yes.
My kids already are flipping bottles
right.
80 bazillion times a day that yes. makes me want to lose my mind. So why would I give them a gift to do it more?
Well, I was thinking that maybe it would help channel it. So maybe. If you get the game out and play it for a good 20 minutes, they get all the flipping out of their system.
Yes. Okay. And it gives them like specific challenges. I could see where my boys would totally get off on doing that.
Oh, I think that this is maybe if it'll fit in a stocking would be an amazing stocking stuffer too. But Jack, when we saw $9, this, I was so like, we one. Have to put it on there because why are all our boys are doing this all day long? Like,
yes.
So maybe constructively or winning something out of the deal could be helpful.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll get into flipping too. And maybe you'll be like the flipping champion.
Maybe. I could just see this ending up on Roman's YouTube channel.
Oh yeah. Me too.
He has a YouTube channel for anyone. He's been wanting to talk about this. If anyone's interested in their boys watching things about Hot Wheels and Minecraft and probably now bottle flipping, then
he's
the channel for you.
Yes, he is. I love his channel. Jack loves his channel.
I know. Roman, big fan. There you go. He will What? You talked about it on the podcast. Mother.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Christmas gift, honey.
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of Hot Wheels, you have Hot Wheels on there. And I got to say, I never saw this coming because Roman was never into Hot Wheel cars until he turned 13 years old.
I love it.
Like, what in the world? But he's actually like the Legos have taken a back seat, which I didn't know if that would ever happen. And he's into Hot Wheels, but not just like any Hot Wheels. They look for like the specific types and the new ones coming out. And he watches YouTube videos about when certain new cars are releasing.
Yep.
And then he makes me take him to Walmart and dig through these insane
for hours
of
on
cars.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand why they can't have a little bit more organization so I can actually find what we're looking for. But, and he's so funny because, I mean, he's talking about it all the time. And about a month ago, he said, okay, this is the final release of 2019. I'm looking for these specific cars. No more will be released the rest of the year. So you don't have to worry about it anymore this year, Mom. And, but then like a couple weeks later, he's like, I got to go look at Hot Wheels cars. I was like, oh, no. You told me that the final release happened and you found all the rest of the cars. He was like, you remember me saying that? Yes, I do.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah. I mean,
well, he's gotten Jack into it. So anytime we're at Fred Meyer or like, we're just grocery shopping, right? We're going to get a few basic things. Hot Wheels is always on the list. And actually my girls have taken, they know which ones Jack's looking for and he hasn't been able to find. So Annabelle found, I think it was a McLaren the other day. And she was like, they're $1.
Yeah,
I know. This thing is priceless because Jack has been looking for it for months. So,
that is so fun.
Like, it's really fun.
They're $1, but not when
you're buying hundreds of them.
Yeah, five cars every time you go to the grocery store.
That's right.
They're only 97 cents or whatever, Mom. And I get suckered into it. So I cut him off. I was like, you got to wait for 2020 because you have everything.
Oh boy, that's too good.
I told family members, you know, just get him a gift card to Walmart, right, so he can go dig through the bin, and yep, every time they have a new release, he can find the card that he needs.
Yeah, I think it's partly the hunt that is like what they love so much about it.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
The challenge, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and then they compare, like, do you have this car? I found that car. Mm-hmm. You know?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Ladies, one of my favorite parts about the holidays, especially this year, is reconnecting with family. I have so been enjoying swapping stories and reliving old memories together. But keeping these memories alive can be hard. That's why I'm giving my family members the most meaningful gift this year, Storyworth. Let me just tell you what it is to begin with. Storyworth is an online service that helps your loved ones tell the story of their lives through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. Every week, Storyworth emails your family member different story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask, like what have been some of your life's greatest surprises, and what's one of the riskiest things you've ever done? I love getting these answers back from my family, like my dad and my grandma, things that they never would have told me otherwise, and I'm so surprised to hear. I'm always amazed that after all of these years of hearing my family's stories, because we're a big storytelling family, that I still uncover new ones, and having them recorded, that we don't lose them, that legacy stays alive, is more important to me now than ever before. After 1 year, Storyworth will compile every answered question and photo you choose to include into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. You never know what family history Storyworth will uncover, and I hope it's as entertaining for you as it has been for me. Some of the stories that my dad has been sharing have been downright scandalous, but they've been so entertaining, and I'm so glad that I know now. It has just been so much fun to get to know him in a different way than I ever have before. So preserve and pass on memories for your family with Storyworth, the most meaningful gift for your family. Sign up today by going to storyworth.com/lovely. You'll get $20 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/lovely for $20 off. Okay, I love on all of the lists, this is something that I wanted to mention. We have books on every list. So, I mean, it's really, that's another thing for my girls. Like Emerson, I'll be getting a lot of puzzles and books and that kind of thing. She always loves a good journal and a fun pen. Yeah. So those are some of the things I'll be getting for them. But I love that there are books on every list for everybody. That's a fun thing to have on a list.
And my goal with each one of this list is that I didn't put anything on here that the Jack, especially since this is the boys list, did not absolutely love, hasn't read these from cover to cover, to like literally Batman, Calvin and Hobbes, Waldo. They don't have covers because he has spent so many hours in those and they're more fun reads.
Yeah.
We just finished reading The Wild Robot out loud. He loved that. He can't wait to read the next one. And then the Survivors book, I have to talk about that one because it is an incredible book for a family, because my Annabelle loves it. The stories are absolutely amazing. It's extraordinary tales from the wild and beyond, and they're just true stories of people that have survived like incredible things. And so the illustrations are amazing, but the actual stories are just riveting. Like David and I have both read it. I mean, it's one that's out all the time and people are reading it to other people. It's just one of those books that's like too good not to have in your home for your kids, and they just can't put it down. So
I love it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
And especially to find books like for boys that they're going to be really interested in. That's really good.
Okay. All of these are like 5-star ratings from Jack, all these books.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And Jack is 10.
He's 10, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's move on to the teen girls, which this is specifically curated by Shell's daughter, who is a teenager. So, and I'm like, I want all these things.
I know, me too.
I love this list.
I do too.
Okay, what is your favorite thing on here?
I think the lights with the little Polaroids, I think that's my favorite. So
yes. Yeah.
But it's hard to pick a favorite.
The little camera. It's super fun. Washi tape, that's always gonna get me for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, just everything. The little pen case is so adorable.
I know. Isn't it, darling? Yeah.
Yeah. I could see even getting that for Emerson and her thinking that was really fun. I love a smash book. Yeah. I love the blankets and all the cozy things are so much fun. Now, what is this face story? What is that?
So those are, you know, I don't know if you've noticed on Instagram or other like middle school, high school girls, but the face masks are the thing right now,
yes.
or they have been for a while. So those are all just like a different assortment of different face masks. Yeah, and they're a pretty good price, I feel like, for the
yeah.
You normally pay like $3 or $4 for them, you know,
yeah.
at Target. So you get a whole different assortment of different ones to try.
Yes. I love it. You've got everything from hair stuff to music to jewelry. You guys, this is a winning list.
Yeah. I think Annabelle's favorite thing on here is the little telly ties. Those are the new yeah. scrunchie, I guess. So yeah. And then of course, all she wants for Christmas are Vans. So.
That's so funny. I know.
They
really like shift into this age where that's the stuff they want and it matters.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
Mm-hmm. It's a really well done list, super fun, and you might even find something for yourself.
That's right.
On there.
That's right.
Okay, so now let's switch gears for a second and do the family list.
Okay.
Because we're kind of coming out of the kid stuff. The thing I am most excited about on here is this projector.
Yeah. We created the list just for the projector.
Yeah, basically. And you can like set it up anywhere. And it's little, it's like a pocket projector. And I even saw somebody on a commercial thing put it on their nightstand and shine it on their ceiling.
So brilliant.
Yeah, like if you don't want to have a TV in your bedroom, but you might want to watch a Netflix show in your bed, like project it right on the ceiling. I thought that was such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that one of our, I don't know if you guys ever do like a kind of a rules of how you do gifts for your kids, but we have this little thing that we go by that says something you want, something you need, something to share, and something to read. And I just feel like this would be the best something to share gift for our family I can ever come up with. Like, I can't think of a single one of us who wouldn't want this and put it at the top of our list. So
yes. And you can,
we don't have a big TV right now. So this would be so great for watching movies in a comfy place.
Yeah. You could do it outdoors in the summer if you wanted. I mean, it's just, it's an all around so versatile. I think this is the wave of TVs in the future.
Like, it's brilliant. It's
just
so good. And it's cheap.
You can yes. Yes. It's, yeah. I mean, really for what you're, I think it's brilliant. I love it.
I do too. Yeah.
And that swing, the outdoor swing, because you guys have one. And
we do have one.
They're on it all the time. That was
And it's actually an indoor-outdoor swing.
Oh.
So if you had some place you wanted to hang it inside your house, if you had a lot of space. Right. You could actually have it inside. But we love, I mean, all of our girls together can fit on this swing and have spent hours just having giggles. Like,
yes.
It's a great swing. And it holds a lot.
Yeah,
and it's holding up really well.
Nice.
So I'm really impressed with it.
Yeah, and really not a bad price either.
Nope.
$5. Mm-hmm. That's a great family gift.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be adding puzzles to that list and some other things that you guys can go check it out. Now let's get to the guys.
Okay.
Because really, I'm just saving up for all the things I want to talk about, the women's list that are what
Save
we all
the
want.
Best for last. Yeah.
Such a smart list. I loved how you did it. I love the hydro flask. I got my dad a mug a couple years ago and he still uses it all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
I got your clothing options were wonderful.
Thanks.
It's just really, what is your favorite thing on here?
Well, my favorite thing is the one thing that my husband asked for Christmas this year.
Okay.
Which I just purchased last night. He's not here, so I can say this. and I bought it through the affiliate link for Bold Turquoise, and it was great. It's this Ridge Slim Minimalist Front Pocket Wallet. It's a titanium metal wallet that's supposed to be like indestructible.
Nice.
And David usually goes through like, I'll buy him a new wallet every Christmas to put in a stocking, just a leather wallet, because he literally goes through one every year. So this one is, it's lifetime guaranteed. And so when he said, hey babe, there's this one thing I want, like, I'm like, what? You never want anything. So I was so excited about to hear like, there's actually, so that's my favorite thing on here. But I also was talking to a friend at church And she was super excited to get her boyfriend one of these indoor grills. So he can grill all winter long.
Yes.
And that's pretty smart for a guy who likes to grill. I think there's a couple of things on the guys list that I actually either have myself or I've heard other ladies talk about loving. And that's the that back massage, the shoulder massage thing that's in the middle. I've only heard ladies say that they love it. So, but I put it on the guys list because it looks more masculine. Yeah. But I think ladies, we would love it too.
Yeah.
If you're into shoulder rubs. But then the Every Moment Holy, the prayer book is so beautiful. I got it from my friend Andy for my birthday, and every single prayer just makes me teary, and it's just really lovely. So, those two things, I think us ladies would love too on this list.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I even think the field notes are cute.
Yeah, aren't those so cute? Those were Sam Lux, Becca's husband. That was her idea. So he loves using those.
I love it. And you even have a book idea.
Yeah. I think that Unbroken is one of David's most favorite reads. Right. And he's not a big reader. He reads about one book a year. in the winter when he has time. And this is when I asked him what his favorite would be. This is what he picked. So it's an incredible story.
Yeah, it is. And I should add the book my dad has been reading recently because I don't know. I think it's kind of one of those things, especially guys can be into it. I think it's called The Man Who Killed JFK.
Ooh.
And it's, we'll put it in there. And it's like all the conspiracy that actually was linked to LBJ and all this stuff. So they've been telling me about it and it sounds very. Oh.
This actually sounds like the book David will want to read this winter to me. Yeah. He loves real true stories.
Yeah.
But then that element of like, you know, figuring something out and the mystery and like that. Yeah. All of that stuff. Yeah. That sounds awesome. We'll have to add that.
Yes, for sure. Okay. That's the lighthearted reading my dad's.
Right. David's the same. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're getting to the goods.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the ladies list.
Okay.
I added more things to this list.
Yes. I love your ad.
Yeah. But I loved everything you had on here. I was blown away. What's your favorite thing? What's your favorite?
Oh, no, don't make me. What's your favorite?
Okay. Well, I'll have to do a favorite from like, I can't narrow it down. Okay.
I know. Favorites, I guess.
Start going through it. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things we have both thought of, and I thought would be really fun for anybody, is the Enneagram guides.
Yeah.
Because they're these new, it's kind of like a workbook that Beth McCord from Your Enneagram Coach is coming out with in December. You can pre-order them now, and then they will send them to you before Christmas. And there's one for each type.
Right.
And I love this idea because, especially going into New Year, if you're doing a lot of introspection and wanting to learn more about your Enneagram type, this is the perfect thing to be taking it kind of to that next level and really kind of working on yourself with your type. I love it.
Me too. I cannot wait. I'm super excited for those to come out.
Yeah. And okay, let me see. Should we go for face care next or?
Sure. I want to hear your favorite.
Okay. Well, I love Drunk Elephant. It is probably my favorite brand out of anything. And so I picked a couple specific things that I really love from them. First, I put on this kit. So if you're going and really this list is things you could get for other women in your life, but also things you can be asking for from your spouse. You can just send them this link.
That's easy as can be, right?
For the things.
Highlight the ones, circle the ones you really love the most.
Yeah. And I love this little kit has like a few things that you can sample from what Drunk Elephant has to offer. And their sizes are pretty good. Like they're going to take you for a while.
But
my two favorite Drunk Elephant products are their Proteiny Polypeptide Cream.
Okay.
It just makes your skin feel younger and supple. And I love it. I feel like it's got its own little anti-aging properties in it. It is the perfect moisturizer. It's great packaging because you don't have to dip your fingers in it or anything. It like gives you just the right amount that you need. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the TLC Sakuri Baby Facial.
Okay.
Drunk Elephant. And it is just like, you literally feel like your skin is like a baby's butt.
Okay. Well, those are both going on my list for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like winter is just such, it's so important to like up your skincare routine in the winter.
Yes. Yeah. You need more hydration. You need more exfoliation, like everything. And these are like my two favorite products.
I love that.
But I did put a kind of odd product on the list because you wouldn't normally buy somebody shampoo for Christmas.
Unless it's this good.
Unless it's this good.
Yeah.
And I love High Bar Solid Shampoo. I have not tried the conditioner yet, but if it is anywhere near as good as the shampoo, it lasts a really long time. It is a great lather. My hair always came out fabulous after I used it. I love it. I just absolutely love
so
it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a green product because it doesn't have like the plastic packaging and all of that, but that really wasn't why I bought it. I just wanted to try it and then I loved it.
Well, I feel like I'm always still looking for the one shampoo that is just, and so I'm going to have to try this because I'm still looking. So I can't wait to try it.
And if you have like long, thick hair, it can be hard sometimes to get the shampoo like in there, you know, like under the top layers. And with this, like you can actually slip the bar into your hair, you know, like all around your scalp. And it really doesn't take very much to get a good lather. I didn't know if it would really lather, and it really does. It's my favorite thing. It would be a great stocking stuffer. Like I would be so happy to get this shampoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going on my list. Yes. I think I figured out a few of my favorites. So I actually have this North Face beanie that's on here that I have had now for, I think I got it two Christmases ago from David and Annabelle. Annabelle helps David pick out Christmas gifts for me, which is the sweetest. Call. They have a little date. Aww. And she loves giving gifts. She's a really great gift giver. And I think that's one of her main love languages. So to be able to give is so...
She must get that from her mama.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But she loves to give, and it's just so, it's so fun to see what they can come up with. And he really needs her help. So, but I have worn this beanie like literally for the last 2 years. Every winter, it has held up so well. I love it so much. It's so cozy. So I am highly recommending that. It's just as something that I've really loved. And I also really love this calendar that's on here.
Yes.
For the wall for 2020. That's probably on my wish list. I know a couple of friends who have it every year, and it's just so great. And and then I guess the other thing is this little rose gold, the initial necklace.
Yes.
Anthropologie sells these for like $50.
Yeah.
And this is a knockoff on that for $10. And it looks identical to the Anthro one. So for that price. The other thing is the candle down here on the bottom while we're talking about Anthropologie.
Yes.
That is the Anthropologie signature smell. When you walk in the store, that they always have this Capri blue candle.
Okay.
Burning. So if you want the smell of Anthro in your own home, you can buy it on Amazon. Probably for quite a bit less.
Yeah. I love that. And it's such a pretty container too. Like I've seen people,
it's really lovely.
Once they've burned the candle all the way out, putting twinkle lights in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things that is going to last you beyond just the candle burning.
Yeah. Cause the vessel itself is so pretty. And that's what I've done too. Whenever I get fancy candles for gifts is I just put my cheap candle, my little whatever inside it and it's burned out. So
yeah, I love that.
Anyhow.
Ladies, it's early December, and that means I have a couple of things really seriously weighing on my mind. One of them is, of course, Christmas, and the other is New Year's, my favorite time of the year for all the resolutions. And one of the things that I enjoy doing at this time of year and into the new year is meal planning. And it's a big deal, especially when you're super busy during the holidays, to be able to know that you can really easily, quickly plan your meals, not put a ton of thought process into it, and be bogged down by having to try to figure everything out. And Plan to Eat is the service that I have been using for over over 5 years. I love it because it's a drag and drop system. Once you get all of your family's recipes in there, the ones that actually work for you, and you can really quickly clip from the internet with their little clipping tool, then you just drag and drop those recipes right onto your calendar. And it even will sync up with your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you use so that you can make it work really seamlessly with your life. It creates a shopping list for you, and it even divides up all the ingredients to the stores that you normally buy them from. And it's got an amazing app, so you always have everything on the go. You can even plan on the go. I've done it at my daughter's ballet while I'm just sitting there for 45 minutes and get our meals planned for like 6 weeks. It's amazing, and you can even create menus. So once you've created a menu for a week or a month or whatever, you can just save it and then be able to use it over and over again so you can save your brain space and not have to keep making decisions time and time again. It's brilliant, you guys, and you're going to want to try it, and you can get it for 60 days free by just going to plantoeat.com/lovely. Now, normally, this is a subscription service. It's either $4.95 a month or $39 a year, and they have an amazing customer support team to help you make sure that you are getting everything figured out. But like I said, as one of my subscribers, you can get a 60-day free trial. Normally, it's only 30 days, but they're going to let you try it for 2 full months to see just how much it fits into your life and your family. So if you start now, you are not going to have to pay for this service until February. And that's going to give you a really good real life snapshot of how it works during one of the craziest seasons of the year. You're going to love it. Give it a try. Just go to plantoeat.com/lovely. Okay, I have more face products.
Oh, yay.
I want to talk about. So the pharmacy, it's spelled pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see that.
Clean, clean cleansing balm. Oh, my goodness. It's a little like holiday pack where they put some other things in with it also. But This is my favorite cleansing balm. I've tried a few different ones. I use it every single night. It only takes a little bit, and it's the first step that I do in my double cleanse, and It just takes off all my makeup. It feels great. Even when I wore waterproof mascara to my brother's funeral, It just melted it all right off.
Yeah.
And so it was, I love this cleansing balm. It's my favorite. I love it better than Drunk Elephant's cleansing balm.
Okay. Good
to know. And it's also been tested by like ophthalmologists. So it's totally safe on your eyes, and it's just an all around great product. It's really like calming to your skin. I absolutely love this cleansing balm. So
that sounds wonderful. Yeah.
There's that. And then I also put 2 of the Naked Urban Decay palettes on this.
They're so pretty.
Yes. And so One of them is like a smaller, like just essentials palette. And then the other one, I think it's called Basic Naked. So it just has 6 colors in it. And then the other one is a little bit bigger and it's a little bit more expensive, but it's a just really good, versatile palette. You can do just a nice, like nude sort of eye. It's not anything crazy, but if you want to be wearing eyeshadow, it's a really just like good place to start, or a good place if you always wear eyeshadow to have some different options. And
so lovely.
They're super fun. And I think my mother may have gotten me one for Christmas, and I'm very excited about it.
Ooh, yay. Yeah, those are really lovely.
Yes. Okay, do you have other favorites? I feel like there's so many things
out
here.
Well, I love the charcuterie board that you added. I think that is so pretty. I'm just looking. I actually ordered the green pom-pom pillows for myself when I found them the other day for just like some fun, like Christmas, some color in the house at Christmas time. So they're really pretty.
I love that knit blanket too with the fur puffballs.
It's so cozy.
Yes. And that would fit perfect with like my Scandinavian Christmas.
It would. Oh, okay. You have to tell the story now about what Roman said about all your Christmas decor.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. I might have mentioned it on the podcast that will go out the week before this. And I think next week's episode, you guys, is going to be Shell and I deep diving Christmas and like why we decided on our decor and how we do traditions and how we've really just scaled back and get through the season. So I went with a very minimalist look as far as like a minimal color palette and all of that. And when we sat down after I had everything up and I asked Roman, 13-year-old boy, is he even going to care? I said, so what do you think? What do you think? Like, I didn't do any red. It's just very, you know, the minimalist color palette. What do you think of our decor? Because it was very different than anything we'd ever had before. And he said, Mom, it makes me feel rich. Like, I love the way that you did it. It makes me feel like we have a ton of money. And I was like, oh, that makes me feel so good.
That is the best. I just love that so much. And yes, that's just exactly your color palette for Christmas, which is so lovely all the way through winter and cozy and just light, a lot of light.
It's that the clean look and the I just I love it, and it's what I've really wanted for years but hadn't ever done, and this was the perfect time to be like, okay, now I'm gonna do it.
But, I love it.
And the natural fibers, like, I'll get into it on our next episode how I decided on everything,
but I can't wait to hear it.
This blanket would be perfect, so I love the cognac sponge that you put on there. Do you use one?
No, actually, Becca found that, and she's like, I have heard people rave about this. I need to use one.
Yes.
But maybe I will now. But yeah, that was just something that we found that seemed like so popular right now, and everyone was loving. So
yes, and especially in winter, like really wanting to cleanse your skin and stuff, cognac sponge is a great, great way to go. Another great like stocking stuffer kind of thing. I love that. Yes. I might get one of those for my mom. She doesn't usually listen to the podcast, so hopefully she's not. We usually know what we're buying each other anyway.
So. Sometimes that's just the best.
Yes. I loved your purse choices that you put on here.
I just pick what I would want.
Yes. Well, we typically accidentally buy the same bags.
That's true. We do.
So no wonder we have the same taste. But the hobo bag, it's just, it's so pretty and it's really not expensive.
No, I know. It was fun to look for things that, you know, do feel more like, as Roman said, like a rich look, but not the price tag that a lot of things come. That's a challenge, you know, when you're shopping and you don't want to spend, or you can't, or you don't want to spend that much money on something. So
yeah. Love it. Okay. If I had to narrow down like my one thing that I truly, I mean, obviously I'm using my facial care products all the time, but the one thing on the list that I added that I use pretty much every day and I pretty much always have with me beside my phone is my Kindle Paperwhite. So I hope these are on sale, or people saw it on the list last week for Black Friday because they probably went on sale. But I adore my Kindle Paperwhite. It's so small that I always have it in my purse. It doesn't weigh anything. And it has a light, which I like compared to some of the other Kindles. So it doesn't have blue light to it.
Okay.
And it has like a backing light so that you can see it at night. Like if you have somebody else, you know, if you have a spouse, I don't have that issue, but if you have a spouse and you need to have the lights out, like they're going to sleep, you can still read. And I love being able to just have like my whole library of books on there. I know some people like, I prefer paper too, but with the busyness of life and always wanting to have a book with me, my Kindle has allowed me to do so much more reading than I would otherwise do, because you can literally be standing in line somewhere and pull it out. And it's nice to have an alternative to scrolling through Instagram. When I get back to having my Kindle with me all the time, my little alert that tells me how many ridiculous number of hours I'm spending on my phone every day goes down considerably when I am turning to my Kindle instead of to my phone so much.
Yeah. Well, that my mom loves her Kindle, and I feel like she has the same one.
Yeah.
She uses it every single day. And I think that I don't have one, but if I did it would be the same. Like, it'd just be with me all the time. So
It's so cheap to pick up the books a lot of times. Right. So if you get a Kindle, I have the white one, but then you also have to subscribe to Modern Mrs. Darcy's email list that she sends out every day of what books that she recommends that are on sale on Kindle. And I have this library of like, what kind of book do I feel like? And I can generally find something that I'm going to enjoy.
I love that. That is so cool. Yeah. Your own library within your Kindle that you can just browse through and what looks good to read.
Yeah.
Well, and when it sounds like you have a lifetime's worth of reading, you know,
I do. I actually went through at the beginning of this year. I was like, okay, I'm going to make my list on Goodreads of all the Kindle books I own that I should really just be getting caught up on. And it's like so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's a very eclectic mix. So generally I can find something I like. And I've actually found a couple of series this year that I had just picked up one of the books when it was on sale and then have gone on to buy like the other books in the series and stuff. But even at that, they're cheaper than if I were to bought the actual book.
Great.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm kind of thinking like we have kind of sworn off the library for a while, actual library, because of library fines that just continue to, this might be a better way and a cheaper way to actually just, because I've been trying to do that for my kids. Like instead of, if we can just buy the book, maybe even used, versus like getting it from the library, losing it and having to pay for it, you know? Yeah.
And so, you can actually get, you can get books from the library and have them sent to your Kindle.
Oh, that is
so
amazing.
Then you have it, it gives it to you for 2 weeks and it automatically returns it.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. Yeah. Well, you're selling me on Kindles for like every single person in my family right now. So.
Yes. And my kids have Kindles. I was going to add that to the kid list too. If you want to get your kids some sort of device, I really like the Kindle, not necessarily the kid version, even the adult Fire version. You can set up a kid's account on it and have full control over it. You can do like what they can have on there, how many hours they can spend, if you want them to read before they play games. Like you have full control over it. And like Ellie has really loved using the Homer app. I know that they are a sponsor for the podcast, but she actually really does love the Homer app, which can be another gift thing. You guys, I think the code is Lovely and you can get like a 30-day free trial. But that has been something that's been great. It's an actual learn to read app and they customize it to what your kids' actual interests are. So it's so fully geared towards them and she will literally sit down and do it. And I've seen a marked difference in like her ability to recognize letters and words and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing if you want to get something that isn't like a thing. If you're getting your kid a Kindle, get a Homer subscription, and that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know, I was just joking with Andy the other day, our friend, about how we need to clone ourselves just so we can have a clone of ourselves that gets to read all the books.
Yes.
A reading
clone. It's so true. It's so true. Yes. I know. And I'm going to go on here. I haven't done it yet, but by the time this comes out, you guys, I shouldn't even be saying it's not out because I'm going to put it on here. But if you looked at the list last week, you wouldn't have seen it. But I'm going to add like my favorite books of 2019 that I read so far.
Yeah.
So you guys can see those like people that I've interviewed and whatnot, like the things that were my favorite that I read. And I didn't do as much reading this year as like last year, but I did read some good stuff that I want to
read. Yeah, you did.
And some of the stuff are books that haven't come out yet, but you could pre-order and they're really good. And so I'm going to put those on there anyway. You could just tell the person your Christmas gift is coming in February.
There you go. Yeah. It'll be worth the wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are there any other big favorites for you? I mean, we've gone through almost everything on this list. I love the love hanging on the wall.
Yeah. Okay. So that is actually, a magnetic hanger. I love using them.
I just heard about these.
They are so cool. It's frameless, you know, and you can switch it out. It takes literally 2 seconds and I have several of them. They are amazing. So
love it.
Love it too. Yeah. That's something I definitely use in my home and love.
I love the planter. It's very
that's sleek cute.
And I love it.
Yeah. I use the pretty like botanical notebook collection from, I think it's Rifle.
Yes.
Maybe. I've had those and love those. It's a set of three. I'm trying to think what else is on here that I just love all of it.
Cute. I know. Cute water bottles and thermos is cute. I love the bedding. Even I love that.
I know. Like,
the Sherpa kind of.
Yeah. Set. Super cozy. So if you click on the link, you'll see all the color selections. There's all different colors. So if you know, just keep looking because it could just be a good jumping off point if you need to. So
yeah. Yes. I love it. I need a comforter. So that one's going to go.
Yeah. And it's such a good price. Honestly, it's really affordable. Yes. I tried to make sure that the things I'm putting on here were really highly rated. So you're not going to get like a 1-star item. So quality is obviously important, but the price point and the quality. So
you are so good at this.
Oh, it was so fun. Oh my goodness. It was so fun. And it was so fun to just ask friends, like, what are your favorites? And yeah, it's been a really fun project.
Yeah. So people, you're going to want to keep checking back because we're going to add things as we think of them. And I think you covered everyone that you could be buying for.
So, well, if we didn't, let us know and we'll work on that.
Yes, and we will. Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's so much fun and Shell is so good at this. I have been blessed more times than I can count with her creative gift giving. It is not my gift to give gifts. Like, I'm just not good at it. And you are. And these are beautiful, beautiful lists. I'm so excited for everybody to see them. It's, yeah, you did a really great job.
So fun. I know I was going to tell you one of my favorite things just about Christmas that in the last few years I've noticed is how much my kids love getting gifts, but we've started doing this thing where they are buying gifts for each other. I wish they were making gifts for each other, but even more, I feel like they are more excited. It feels like maybe it's a $10 like budget that we've given them for their siblings or whatever that they can spend on them. But even more than the gifts they're given, they're more excited when they see their sibling open the gift from them. And that is just so beautiful to see, like, the joy that comes from giving. And I love seeing that in them. And we really want to foster that in our family. And anyhow, so that is something that's really been sweet to think about this Christmas and in the Christmases to come.
I love that. I think that's a really good idea too. I got to figure out how to work that in with my kids. Like, I need to take them to like the dollar store or something.
Yeah. I mean,
get creative. Even,
really. I mean, it does, it's not about budget as much as it is just finding something for someone else.
Yeah.
And actually having the last Christmas, I think it was just really remarkable for me to notice, like, they were more excited about their sibling being excited over the gift they gave them. And even, of course, they love their gifts. But just fostering that, I think, is just really special and cool. And I mean, I even told Annabelle, like, as far as gifts go, if you think about like love languages and different people have different love languages. So for her dad, like, if there's something that, or for me, like, I'm a words of affirmation girl. So if she wrote me a card with words in it, like, that is literally the best gift she could give me. And it doesn't cost a single penny.
Yeah.
You know, her dad is more like service, you know, acts of service. So asking him, like, or even making little note cards of like, what, here's a ticket for something that I know would mean a lot to you. And I will give you a gift of my time. So just even the creative, and then we have friends who are literally go all out and, like, you know, our friends at Wilcox's, they do the day before Christmas, they give, they make things for each other and spend the whole day. I think it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve Eve making these like thoughtful gifts. I mean, just like, amazing. But, just how to foster that, like, love of, like, just, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so for our kids to, like, experience that is so cool to be able to come alongside with that and foster that. But
I love that. And there is always that excitement when they want to see what the other person's reaction is. And, and that's a fun thing to foster for sure. I love that. That's a good, good way to wrap up this whole conversation on how to give gifts and what gifts to give. And I love that. Thank you so much, Shell, for doing all of this and putting these beautiful lists together. And you've now been roped in for eternity to help with the gift guide every year because they're beautiful.
So much fun. I've loved being able to do this project together. It's been really special and I hope everyone enjoys it. So as much
as
I have.
Sure. I'm sure they will. I am just like looking at the things. I'm like, wow, Shell just like took care of all my Christmas shopping for me.
Well, I took care of mine too, so that's nice to get that.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not even December yet, so go us, right?
and hopefully people got this list like before Black Friday too, so maybe they can get some of the stuff.
But I know.
But for all of you who, I know I won't have gotten all my shopping done, so for all of you who are in the same boat as me, here you go. This is a great, great list. So we will be back next week and we are going to do like a deep dive on Christmassy things. So it's going to be another fun episode for the holidays. Until then, Shell. I can't wait to talk with you and have a good Thanksgiving. It will be after Thanksgiving when this plays, but
yes, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Late, I guess. Yeah. Happy December then.
Yes. Happy beginning of Advent. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Love you, friend.
Love you.
Bye.
All right, ladies, like I said, you can go to boldturquoise.com/2019giftguide to find all the links to today's lists. They're super easy to find. It's all on Amazon and they're really fun and pretty lists. So even if you just want to go and like peruse. And then also if you go through any of those links over to Amazon, you don't even have to buy anything off our gift guide. You can buy whatever tickles your fancy and it will still give credit to the show, which we so, so appreciate. It doesn't cost you a dime more in what you are spending, but it helps throw a little love our way and that would be really great. So you can go to boldturquoise.com/2019giftguide and find everything you need or just go through that link to do your holiday shopping at Amazon and it will help out our show. Another way that you can help out the show is by going and reviewing the podcast, rating it on iTunes. Give it a little 5-star rating. Say something you just love about the show. Like, here you go. This is just a line you could use. Like, Mackenzie is absolutely hilarious and I love her. That would be all you'd have to say and I'd really appreciate it. So you can just head over to iTunes, slip a little rating and review in there. It makes a big difference and helps other people to find the show as well. Of course, we love when you share the show on social media, tell people a favorite part of a recent episode that you've listened to or that you just love the show in general. And if you link to me at Mackenzie Kappa, I will make sure to re-share it. And of course, I just love chatting with you on Instagram. I know I've been a little quieter over there these last couple weeks as we've been grieving and processing and trying to pick myself back up again. But I really still love that space. It's one of my very favorite places to get to know all of you. So please come join us on Instagram. Find me at Mackenzie Kappa. All right. Until next week, when we are back with La La Lovely's Trina McNeely. I mean, couldn't have a better guest on the show, right? And we're talking about the holidays and dealing with harder stuff in the holidays and still finding the lovely. It's going to be a really good episode. And until then, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.